And she told me, she said, I've never been afraid of dogs. But I tell you, that really shook me up when he jumped at me, because, as I said, if that hole had been there, he would have just leaped right at me before I even knew what had me. And he was so big that he would have knocked me down. Well, she said, Miss Heron, I don't think he'll hurt you. Said, if you show him and says he sees that you hadn't hurt me or done anything, and said, I don't think he'll bother you at all if you don't pay attention to the children. Well, I set my foot in the path and started on down. I thought, well, I'll try it. And so he was as close to me as that book is right there. And I just went on down the path, and he just lay there with his...
Boy, I tell you, that took a lot of courage.
Head on his paws, you know. I mean, he just lay there and looked at me. But when he saw that I wasn't going to hurt any of them...
Right, he was just defending the house.
He was just defending the house. But boy, you talk about it. It was a narrow escape. It really shook me up there for a while. And from then on, believe you me, I let people know I was coming.
Right. Did you ever have any mules at any of these places where you lived or worked?
Oh, yes. Mules and horses and cows. And
what about a baby cow's called a what?
Calf.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody talking about when a cow's going to have a calf, they say that the cow's going to...
Calf.
Okay. What about a female horse is called a what?
Mare.
Okay. Any special term for a male horse? Stallion.
Stallion.
Or,
is what I think we've always heard them call most of the time.
The thing that you nail on the bottom of a horse's foot
is a horseshoe.
Okay. And the horse's foot is called what?
Hoof.
Okay. And all four of them are all four of his what?
Legs.
Okay. But you say one hoof, four what? Did you say hoofs or hooves?
Hooves.
Okay. What about a male sheep? What's he called? Ever had much experience with a sheep?
No, I haven't. I know the female is called a ewe, and
you get what?
Male is a ram. I don't know.
Ram?
Ram, is that right?
What do they get when they cut sheep? They shear sheep, okay. What about a male hog? You ever hear him called anything?
Boar.
Yeah. And he has big what? Big long?
Tusk.
Yeah.
That's another thing I had experience with. This old gentleman, he had a little cabin, a little house. It was not a little more than a cabin. It was a regular little house. And he had his big farm home here, and he had to go through this, I called it a pig pen, to get across to this little house. And he asked me if I'd been over there, and I said no. And he said, well, Miss Heron, I'll go with you, because I don't want that boar out there to bother you. So we went across, and I very cautiously took my way across that pig pen, and we got over there, and I got it was a little couple with a baby, and that girl walked across that thing all the time with that baby, you know, and he was used to her, I reckon, but that didn't make too much difference. A little bit later on, this old gentleman was so nice to me about, because I asked, you know, if there were people back behind them, or people that I couldn't find, you know, I couldn't even see the houses and what have you. And he carried me way back over in there where the houses were, you know. He told me I couldn't find my way, but he could. And he graciously carried me back there, and I got the censuses, of course, with these people. Lots of people that I ran into didn't even know what a census taker was. They'd never heard of them.
I can imagine.
And I had many funny experiences.
I was just going to say, man, taking the census must really have been something.
I tell you, I had some of the funniest experiences that I ever had in my life. I had a laugh, and of course, I'm the type of person that I just get a big kick out of.
Well,
all
that thing. Kind of thing is really enjoyable if you're the right type of person, you know, that can
I
see the
humor. I thoroughly enjoyed it, but anyway, what I was going to tell you, it wasn't but a few weeks